saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. This is our first show of the new year, 2013. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen, and I hope you'll like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page. I had really hoped to hit 5,000 followers at the end of last year. We're close, so help me get there early on in this new year. It is time for the Men's Room with Wayne Levine. Wayne is a life coach for men, couples, and families. He's the director of BetterMenCoaching.com in Agoura Hills, California, where he facilitates men's groups and men's retreats. BetterMenCoaching.com's mission is to help men be the best men, fathers, and husbands they can be. Welcome back to the show, Wayne. And
Happy New Year, Bruce.
Happy New Year to you. We haven't spoken in at least 2 weeks. I know we didn't speak last week, so did you have a good holiday?
It was just terrific. And
the kids still home or they left?
No, they're gone. That's why it's terrific. And we had a great visit. And, as they get older and they're not at home most of the time because they're away at school, you can see their growth and hear their growth and see the kinds of choices that they're making. And it's nice to see them growing up. They're young. I got a young man and a young woman now. They're adults, and they're really taking care of themselves, and it's very gratifying.
I totally understand. My first son, of course, has gone off to college, and he's come home for a month, and it was by far the longest he'd ever been away. And the changes that he has exhibited were just marvelous. Also, my wife is going away on a girls' vacation late this evening, so it'll be just the three boys again for 2 weeks. And I'm really looking forward to it, because Arnie actually doesn't, my older son doesn't have to go back to school till the 20th. So he has nearly a month off. It's amazing how much time they get off these days. So we will spend some time, and I might do a little boys' trip. Since my wife is doing a girls' trip.
You mean a men's trip?
Well, I like to think of it as a boy because my younger one is only 16.
He's a young man.
We can call it a men's trip. Anyway, the topic is of today's show and is gratitude. And just to start it off, I got to say how grateful I am that I feel my boys are growing much the same way, or my young men are growing much the same way that you've described your slightly older young woman and young man children. It's a very, very gratifying thing to see. Perhaps some of what I did in parenting worked, or perhaps it was luck. You never fully know. But I am really grateful. My son just blew me away. Literally the first meal we had together when he came back, He ranted about some of the things he didn't like about the college and some of the ideas he had and some of the things he was thinking he might or might not do. But it was so well thought out that I just sat there going, wow, in my head. It was just really cool. So you've been living with this and seeing your young daughter and young son grow up for the last 3 years. So I'm sure you're grateful about that. But let's talk about gratitude in general. Do you think most people live a grateful life, or thank them God for the blessings in their life?
Well, I think unfortunately most people get so wrapped up in day to day survival that they're unconscious to their surroundings. And I was talking to a client yesterday about spirituality, which is just a more and more topic of conversation that I have with the men, in terms of addressing the imbalance that they have in their lives, and meditation. And, I said, even when I do my power walking around the neighborhood, it's meditative, and it usually takes half the walk before I'm even aware of the trees and the mountains and the breeze and the sky.
Meaning the first half, you're just in your head.
I'm in my head. I'm working everything through. Maybe I'm coming up with some solutions, which is all fine, and it's healthy, it's good, and I like the solutions that come up when I do that. You know, a lot of people find that when they're exercising, whatever their exercise is, it gives them an opportunity to focus. But then I see where I am, and that's where the gratitude starts to come, and the deep breath comes, and I finally feel grounded. And I the truth is that most people don't take the time or enough time to find that place of gratitude. It's very much a part of many people's spiritual practice.
Well, it's a part of my life. I don't know if I would put it in the spiritual category, but I hit rock bottom at one point. You were there, and you helped bring me out of it, as you well know. And ever since then, when I finally did get my spirit back and my mojo and everything else back, I really do live a life of gratitude. I do a similar thing. We have a lake near where I live, and I walk around it, and I immediately am struck by the nature, because there's a lot of fowl on the lake, meaning a lot of birds and ducks, and so I can't help but notice it, including a lot of duck droppings and stuff and goose droppings that I have to avoid. So I'm immediately in the moment. But what happens to me on these walks, I mean, without fail, some idea will pop in my head that's original, that I just know would, for something to write or something to do regarding my business, which I look upon my business as solely fun. I mean, it is work and it is a business. And I'm just marvel that just putting myself in that environment just allows a creativity to emerge that almost without fail. And then I quickly jot it down on in some fashion, the idea, so I don't forget it. And then I keep on walking and I start laughing. Wow, just getting out here and seeing the beauty of this little lake outside my home brings on some great ideas.
Well, we, those living in the city, we live a bit in the country, in the suburbs, but mm-hmm. Even those who live here don't take full advantage of the open space that we have, and certainly inner city folks rarely see nature.
Yes,
and
true.
We're sorely lacking in that connection. There's a piece of land in our mountains nearby that I feel more at home in that space than in my own home, because I've been going there for the last 20 years. And I've brought all my pain and my joy and my friends and my kids and my challenges to this piece of land. And when I go there now, I'm instantly connected.
It's your history. It's your life. You look at it and you just see and feel that. We, for listeners that don't know it, Wayne and I live very near one another in the same general area. So we share the natural beauty that is available to us. And in fact, when I hit that low point, you and I went on a walk in that area, I recall, and you came up with an idea at the time that did motivate a lot of good, positive change in my life. Do you remember that walk?
I remember that walk.
That's why I've been able to put up with your BS for all these years ever since, because I was so grateful, seriously, for your support at a very tough time. And I value it, in spite of all the crap you give me in the interim.
Yeah. Well, all the crap notwithstanding, it's part of my genius.
Well, it is that you're a direct and honest man, and sometimes you tell a man what he needs to hear, whether he wants to hear it or not. And in that case, you did it shockingly gentle for you, but I guess
you were in a particularly tough and vulnerable spot, and you know, we got to take care of each other when we're in that place, but when we're stronger, you know.
Then you can just pile it on.
Well, we need to take care of each other a different way, you
yes,
know.
Yes.
My feeling is that in terms of how men deal with each other, is we have to prepare ourselves for battle. And that ribbing is part of that preparation. Now, some people have too thin of skin, and they can't take that. And so they're not meant for the kind of work that I do. And they're a bit more wounded, and they need to be held a little bit more.
They're probably more feminized, is really what you mean.
Well, there's that, and then there are those who are just, you know, been beaten up.
Yeah.
And so everything to them sounds like someone's yelling at them.
Right.
And so they need a different kind of approach, and that's what therapy can be for them. But for the men who are, you know, not necessarily diagnosable, just not quite sure what to do with all the choices, that we treat them like men. And I've found over the years that that works great, but you have to be sensitive to what's going on, because you can't just give the same medicine every time to every man.
Well, I am grateful for your wisdom to know the difference. We're out of time. Quickly tell our listeners where they could find you, Wayne.
BettermanCoaching.com. And I want to do a shout out to our friend Marcus in Vegas, who is probably our most loyal listener. Marcus, what up, dude? I'll talk to you later today.
Thanks much, Wayne, and thank you, Marcus, for being our second listener. I think Wayne's wife listens occasionally, too. We'll be back with Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Rap.
Most men are like me. They struggle in doubt, trouble their mind day in and day out. They're busy a living to worry about a thing called love.